from idols. Do you deliver your heart also by means of that strength? You have neglected to give thanks for the religion because you got it for nothing as an inheritance from your father. How should a man who inherits know the value of wealth? A Rustum tore his sword. Zal got it cost-free. When I cause to weep, my mercy is aroused. That wailer drinks of my bounty. If I do not wish to give, indeed I do not show him. But when I have closed his heart, I open it. My mercy is dependent on that godly weeping. When he weeps, waves rise from the sea of mercy.
Okay, this is the opening to one of the loveliest stories of Masnavi, the boy who sells halwa and cry. We'll see that next time, inshallah. But let's see what he prepared for that story. The story will be, there is this sheikh. He even mentions his name. This sheikh is a fellow that will borrow money from people and will spend it to feed the needy people. Then one day the sheikh is old and sick. So he is in bed. All the people who he had borrowed from, they're worried. And they come to have their money. They sit around and say, Sheikh, this is the time to pay the money. And they say, excuse me, but I have none. I don't have a penny. So what? Sue me. And he will go under the blanket and will ignore them. They are worried and they are having real bad day. Takes a long, long time. Suddenly, a boy in the road is calling that, halwa, halwa, the sweet, the sweet. The sheikh will say, call that boy, he will buy the halwa. The boy will go and say, okay, how much? The guy will say, sorry, he will bargain. And I say, the guy will say, it will be $1. And the boy will say, no, we are not rich people, so I'll give you 50 cents. The guy will say, okay. He'll bring the halwa. And sheikh will say, okay, now we had enough of worries, now sweet here. Use some sweet to feel a little bit better. They will eat the sweet. Then the boy will say, okay, what about the 50 cents? Sheikh will say, I'm broke, look at these people. They all ask for money and I have none. The boy starts to cry and will say, this is not mine. My master will kill me. Why are you like this? What kind of people are you? He will cry. Then somebody will come with an offering. We'll put the offering on the table. When they take off the cover, they will see in one corner of that dish is 50 cents, and in another corner, a hell of a money for those people. And Sheikh will say, Rumi will try and say, everything depends on the crying of that boy. If that boy doesn't cry, nothing for the rest of you. That boy is the heart. The heart in you should cry because that's the connection. And he is looking at that boy, not you. Your physical existence is not noticeable to him. He's not attracting your monkey. your flesh and bone is attracting your heart. Remember that heart? Remember the Satan, the knowledge, wanted to understand it? He said, Satan cannot go in the heart, even before Adam become alive. He said, that's my own place. And we talk about that place a lot. Yes, the last verse of the book of Masnavi is talking about that. Because he tries to let you understand what the heart is. What is the heart? First of all, heart is a place in no place. Heart is, but doesn't literally and physically exist. It's in center of me. Then what? If it is in a space, we didn't say it's a point. It's in space, right? What is it? It should cover me, all of me. All of my meaning is that. And I could talk for hours and you all imagine something in you that belongs to you, right? Wrong! You couldn't be more wrong. First of all, if it belongs to you, do something to it. Could you? But look at it. It will do whatever pleases it to you. If your heart is filled with sadness, nothing could make you happy. If your heart is full of worry, nothing could calm you. Who belongs to who? You belong to your heart, first of all. Secondly, your heart is in space, yes. What kind of space? Enclosed? Wrong! Because, let's go back and find the truth about the heart. Where is the heart? When he created the heart, Satan wanted to go in. He said, no, you cannot go in because
that's my space.
Own room, space, right? Okay. So would you please imagine a God with so many rooms, millions and billions? Is he in a real estate business to have little homes like this? He has one, and that is the heart. Because the hearts are connected. This is the point he makes at the end of book 6. Let me say, because there is a passage from each heart to the other one, because at the end of the way there is one heart. And you are each a little part of that. Is this difficult to imagine? You promised me to come to we. Let go of that capital I and us and that stuff. When you're thinking in this we, wisdom of we, then you are part of that we. Which part of you is there? Your physical part? We know it's not. Then where? Yes, your heart. The juice of we is the attraction of this little scattered around part of that heart to each other. We communicate heart to heart. That's how love goes from heart to heart, because the hearts are connected. That's something that point will be done 16 years ahead, but he will prepare for it. He will repeat it then. Remember when I'm talking about heart. Here, per se, all the triggers are mine. I'm provoking you, even by provoking your curiosity. I'm like a mother who wants to feed you. I want to give you the milk. Why? Because I was the hidden treasure. And I would have liked, فَحْبَقْتُ, I would have loved it to be known. That's what the wisdom is. So, there is a, you know, my kindness is waiting for that baby to cry. The cry of that baby is everything to me. This is what God says. Let's go back, last paragraph, the end of it, do you remember? He said, if you study it carefully and repeatedly, and you're not worthy, it will leave you, it will run away from you, and if you don't study it, it will look in your heart and will see the fire. If it will see that your heart is open, because the only thing you should do is to open the window. If your heart is open, it will come to you. Here he said, because he wants to come to you, because he wanted to be known. Remember, that truth we are looking for is not lost. It's hidden here and wants to be found. That's what the trigger is. Okay. Before I forget, there is something I should say. First, as you may know, our site finally is working. They finished the primary work for our site to be there, zavier.org. Please look at it and let everybody know about how you like it and the improvement and all that. That's the first step. Second step is putting Masnavi there. The Persian version is being working on in several different ways. One is a group in San Francisco who had read book three, four years by themselves. When I stopped going there, they did a lot of study with other groups, and they have some ideas. And another group has applied the classification I make, that this is a story, that's that story, this is half of the book, and blah, blah, all of that. I am trying to make some notes for the text that each paragraph should be explained in a couple of verses, couple of sentences, maybe two or three, to show that you could read them all as a line of thinking and explaining the story, mid-stories and references and all that. I'm trying to do that. The remaining part will be the English part of it. We need a text over the English one. Like the others, whoever wanted to do this legally will find all the copies, will compare them, and will make his own version, like Nicholson did. We mainly or basically will accept the Nicholson, but it needs a lot of changes. First of all, the literature, the time of Nicholson is old-fashioned thee and thou and all that stuff, which is difficult. And there are some words that I talk about and I say, this is not it, anything like that. I thought if within you there will be volunteers to make a group to make our version, our English version, translation, by comparing whatever different stuff we have, you could think about it, talk about it, and make your decisions, and if there are some special words, I will help to have our version of Masnavi.